Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know why you're here now, because you heard the news. You heard Steve Forbes is here, and you are right. Steve is here. Steve is a great member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 10th anniversary show as a member of our Brain Trust. He doesn't even know that. He's the chairman and the editor-in-chief, as you know, of Forbes Media, Forbes.com, Forbes Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. The author of a number of books, a former presidential candidate, which I would be glad, as I've said before, to be a citizen of America where there was a president, Steve Forbes. His new book is called, which he co-authored with Elizabeth Ames, Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you. Didn't realize it was 10 years.
Yeah, pretty exciting. I mean, I know that of all the great credentials that you have, this has got to be right up there on the top, right?
Yeah, I didn't know we started together as teenagers.
I know, exactly. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to talk about your book, because I think it's a really important book right now. Because, Steve, I think America is fighting for its moral compass right now, and government. I was thinking about your book. I was reading your book, and I wrote this down: the irony of being moral. Governments claim to be moral, but it isn't. Markets, free markets, make no moral claims, but actually are moral. That's a great irony there, isn't it?
It is indeed. And that's the reason why we wrote the book. Leads to the basic question, Jim. How in the world did government get bigger and bigger and bigger? Even though we had Ronald Reagan, even though we know government gets bloated and inefficient, and the basic reason is government up to now we make the emphasis, it's big government, not government with a small g, but mm-hmm. big government. Big government has always occupied the high moral ground and said, yeah, we may be inefficient, but we're compassionate. We're out to help the poor,
right.
Out to help the sick, out to help those who can't help themselves. We take the rough edges off those cold markets. And free markets, as you know, are always portrayed as a cold, lacking caring, being based on greed, always trying to break the rules, and always going off the rails like this latest financial crisis. And the book makes the point it's the exact opposite. It is big government that is grasping, big government that is greedy, big government that undermines morality, and it's free markets with sensible rules of the road that are moral. Why? Because free markets meet people's needs. It gives you choice. It allows creativity. It enables people to discover their talents. It enables you to become a fuller individual, self-improvement. You make mistakes to learn from them. You move ahead. After all, Steve Jobs was fired from his own company.
Right. Right
before he's at the age of 30, learned, came back, and was one of the greatest ever. So the bottom line is, in terms of empowerment of individuals, in terms of reducing barriers between the ethnic groups and the like, you may not love your neighbor, but you sure want to sell to your neighbor. And the bottom line of it all is, you succeed only by meeting the needs and wants of other people,
mm-hmm.
and it's about transactions.
Well,
taken something, it's transactions. You get something, I get something when we do something together.
When the government approaches a problem, it's very monofaceted. It looks at the problem and it comes up with what it thinks is a solution. But the truth is the reality of that problem lives in a three-dimensional world, not one-dimensional, and multifaceted. And the market takes into consideration all the dimensions and the cause and effect issues, whereas government doesn't. And that's how government, in my opinion, gets us into a lot of trouble. What do you think?
Yeah, well, because government is focused on the present. Government is focused on the things that are here and now or on the past.
Right.
Government responds to pressure groups, special interest groups.
And also on getting reelected.
And they always accuse business of being short-sighted. Well, government's terms of long-term, as you just said, the next election.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Steve, where's the book available?
The book's available at the bookstores and also on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. We also have a Facebook page, and we also have a special website, freedommanifesto.us, not .gov, .us, freedommanifesto.us. We've got good postings there, and you can get to a buying
What's
site
the Facebook handle?
From, you know that website.
Do you know the Facebook handle?
Not offhand, but you can type it in.
We'll get
Freedom
for
Manifesto.
And yeah, type in Freedom Manifesto in Facebook, and you'll find it. That's the book, Freedom Manifesto, by Steve Forbes and Elizabeth Ames. We're going to talk some more about the morality of government and business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.